You're listening to All News All Morning on the Mutherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. There was a recent leadership change with the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. Lloyd Matheson is no longer the tribal chair and was replaced by Joseph Matheson Powell. We're going to play an interview with Lloyd Matheson as today's newsmaker of the day, reflecting on his time in the role and the several projects he helped to oversee. Here's the interview with Lloyd Matheson. Can you explain a little bit about what tribal council is and what it means to be tribal chair?
Yes. So the tribal council is made up of 5 elected officials, chairman, vice chairman, secretary, then we go treasurer, and then makes the member at large or sergeant at arms is how our council is set up. And from there, the tribal chairman runs the day-to-day operations. And in this part, it depends on the individual. It could either be a very big job or a very small job. It depends on the person. I myself was able to run the day-to-day operations. I went through all our financials, our budget, all of our other businesses, our economic development, obviously oversaw the casino, everything to deal with the state and the federal government. And those were a lot of fun. That's mostly what, the tribal chairman, we have to be the figurehead, be able to learn how to speak, especially on the radio and everything else. But,
So how long do the terms last?
The terms last 3 years.
Okay. And how long have you served as tribal chairman, and what are you most proud of during your time as chairman?
Oh, man, I have been on council for 8 years straight, 12 of the last 15 years. I have been chair, and I have been on council for 13 of the last 16 years. Probably the most thing that I am proud of, I know a lot of people would probably say the resort, but in 1999, my grandfather signed our first ever compact after Prop 1A went through. And then in last year, January, 31st, I had the opportunity to sign our last ever compact that we got to sign with the Department of the Interior. So I know my kids, my grandkids, all of our other members, they'll never have to deal with that again. So within 25 years, we had 2 Lloyd Mathesons signing our first and our last ever one. So that was mine, at least.
When does the tribal chairman vote take place?
It already did. It took place the second Saturday of January.
So do you anticipate big changes following the election?
Well, I would say yes, just because I am not on there. So, the big change would be, a new chairman is in place. But I'm not too sure. I hope they kind of continue what we've always done, which is support the community, obviously our team members, along with our own tribal members. But I'm going to have to wait and see, like everyone else, unfortunately.
What do you feel were some of the wedge issues that led to going in a different direction?
Well, as you can imagine, having and running a family business is difficult. When you add money and power into things, things shift and true intentions and colors, do start to show. My intentions have always been able to take care of others, our community, our team members, definitely, our tribe. And everything I've done has been for the success and betterment of everyone. I pride myself on being fair and accountable. I've always... I kind of learned this from my grandfather. You rule with an iron fist, but an open heart. You hold people accountable, but you're there to help pick people up and help them out when they're willing to help themselves out. So that's something I've always tried to do. And I wake up each day and I'm proud to, continue to be the person that I am. And so with the issues that I've gone in is I really don't know. I guess at some recent time, my tribe has lost faith in my ability to fulfill my responsibility as their chairman, and as they say, everyone is replaceable, and I just wish that we could have had a conversation or people kind of could have told me what the issues were, because I still don't know. I just was told it was all my fault.
Are there concerns you have moving forward about projects and initiatives already underway?
Oh, yes. I don't think it's going to be a problem. It's a battle, and you need someone kind of like myself. And we have a great employee that is working on the project, Stephanie Seuss, too. So, I know I'm very confident in her. We've been working on this for a long time, but it's our water project that we've been trying to get done and be able to fulfill, for us to be able to have water to our reservation, our pipe that goes from our reservation all the way to Lake Tolwick through all the federal land. And really hoping to try to get and finalize that, because then that will allow us to have water and to make sure that we do, since Tuolumne County doesn't have any water rights, this would give us water for the next 40 years and know that we'd be able to, you know, be able to run, operate, be able to open up any other businesses and anything else too, because we would have one of the necessities to be able to survive.
And with that general manager position vacant, have you thought about filling that role yourself?
Actually, yeah. Unfortunately, I've been kind of like doing, you know, chairman and, you know, GM down there for a great mix of all my term, just because of, you know, how we like to run our business is, you know, we like to be poor, but it's, you know, we like to hold people accountable and our responsibility, but also we like to give a lot to our employees. And it is a hard thing to do. And it's a 24/7 type of a job. So I do enjoy it. And I know myself and my family and a few other members have brought it up to the council. And then the chairman said that they weren't going to reward me for anything. And then the secretary said I could go down there and work for free until they find a replacement. So I'm hoping that there might be room in there to have a conversation and we could talk about this, since, I mean, I was a part of building the project. I know that building very intimately, inside and out, all the team members down there. Bus tables with, you know, they all know that, you know, just clean the casino floor with them, you know, work hand in hand with them, that I think that they believe in me and want me down there. So I just would like the opportunity to be able to prove that I can do it, since I've been doing it for the last 12 out of 15 years, that I would like to continue.
Yeah, I appreciate you being open and honest with all these questions. Anything else you want to add?
I really hope that they continue with Tuolumne County. Our fire station, I hope that will continue to keep going. And just being a good stewards of our community here. I mean, so many great people. I really don't want to see everything that we have built, not as just a structure, but built as a community, slowly start to disappear.
Again, that is the outgoing tribal chair of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians, Lloyd Matheson. We also reached out to the tribe about interviewing the new chair, Joseph Matheson Powell, and were told that that would have to be sometime potentially later in the year due to all the different things keeping them busy right now.